2.5 years ago today, I set out on my self-improvement journey. This was a chance for me to level up, step into my own, and really work towards reaching my fullest potential. And here's how you can too. My name's Tristan Chiapetta, the host of the Time to Grind podcast. And always remember, the time may be maxed, but the grind is always on. It's your time to start focusing on your personal wellness. Let's talk about it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Time to Grind podcast, hosted by me, Tristan Chiapetta. I am very excited for the second episode. As I'm recording this episode, it's been 4 days since the first episode has gone live on Spotify, and I've received so much love and support from friends, family, peers at my school, other people I know outside of school. It's crazy. And I'm so grateful to have started this new venture and am now on this new journey. And I could not be any more grateful. I literally just checked my Anchor statistics like an hour ago, and Time to Grind currently is sitting at a 3.9, and 25 people have reviewed it. I think that's crazy that like people are taking the time to review my podcast, and it's so cool that people really care enough. Well, so I currently have 110 plays on that first episode. Looking back on recording the first episode, I feel like there's a few things I could have done differently. I wouldn't say I was the most prepared, but you know what? A big thing I've learned over like the last 2 years is that just start. Do it scared. Do it even if you're not ready. And those are some of the most important lessons I could tell anybody if I'm reflecting back on my self-development journey. Now, the first episode, I really gave you an insight into my own personal like journey as a child growing up, but I really want to talk about my self-development journey and how I've explored my own personal wellness over the last 2.5 years. December 2020, during that winter break of the 7th grade, is really when I first committed to bettering my well-being and how am I gonna feel good about my personal well-being. Now, what I wanna tell you guys is I actually read somewhere. Okay, I gotta hear one sec. So, according to the Roger Williams University, there are five main aspects of personal health: physical health, emotional health, social health, spiritual health, and intellectual health. In order to be considered well, and I'm using quotation marks as I'm saying this, it is imperative for none of these areas to be neglected. So, what honestly sparked this whole podcast episode is, if you didn't know, I'm in high school freshman year, and currently in my physical education class, our culminating assignment is to really create a video-based project on what wellness means to us. And I'm doing a whole like docu-style thing of that. I honestly think I might upload it to YouTube. I just decided to use it as an idea for the podcast. I started my wellness journey December 2020. And that was like a few months into COVID, now starting to be this big thing. People were wearing masks. I literally remember going out having to wear gloves because I was like petrified. Vaccines weren't out yet. People were still getting COVID, getting sick. I remember I had to stay home with my father for like 2 weeks because he got COVID-19. Luckily, I've never had COVID-19. I've only ever had to quarantine because I was living with someone else that had it at the time, but my dad's okay, by the way. And I'm blessed to be healthy, be alive, be well. And it's the simple things, you know, that we have to have gratitude for. My personal wellness journey really started with creating habits for myself. I've always been big on creating habits that will help me live a more productive, fulfilled life and help me work towards my goals. That like winter, I started doing gratitude journaling. I started waking up early, eating healthier. As spring came, I started going on walks. I started meditating too that winter, really getting into a healthy mindset. And once spring came and we were permanently online for the rest of the school year, That is when I really stepped into my own. It was a chance for me to step above the waterline. And I really think that was what 2021 was all about for me in that point of time, really coming to my own, exploring who I was as an individual. I've always wondered what I would have turned out like. That's such a weird way of saying it. Or what I would have become if I never had to go and do online school because of the virus, if the virus never even happened. And it's almost like the butterfly effect. Like, what would happen if this? What would happen if that never happened? Like, how would the course of our life have been changed? And I gotta say, online school was one of the best things that ever happened to me because it really got my direction clear in life and what I wanted to do. Now I'm at a place where I'm in high school and I'm trying to pursue a path of social media content creation, really putting myself out there, my story, documenting my life for the whole internet to see. And it's such a scary thing, but it's also such a liberating thing. Being able to document my life and even for school projects, going back and pulling up old videos to add to a video-based project is so beautiful, that having my life documented. And I'm so grateful that I've done that for so long. But 2021 was really the year of me zoning in on what I wanted to do with my life. And I really started thinking, okay, like, I'm getting older, years are going by, and I know it's so crazy that I'm 14 and I was literally 12 talking like that, but I don't know, I guess that's just how I was brought up, like, thinking about the future, not in a stressful way, but honestly, just in a hopeful way, expecting this good energy, this good vibes to come to you as long as you work for it. I remember that spring and summer, I posted a lot on YouTube. I was also developing my skills even more with the piano. If you don't know, I've been playing the piano since I was 7 years old, and I feel like I was able to narrow in on my passion projects, what I love, and it was such a chance for me to blossom and prioritize what I wanted to do and work on that for the future and really get myself from point A to point B. I mean, there were a lot of moments where I would cry, I would break down, but I feel like those emotional states of vulnerability is what really empowered me to go after what I wanted. You have to purge those negative emotions. And I stopped bottling things in. And that is one of the best things I could have ever done, because I really got the chance to look within and look at my own even personal identity and what type of person am I putting out to the world, to my community, to my parents, to my friends, to the people that I love and I care about. I remember getting up at like 5 a.m. having this productive, polished morning routine where it didn't even feel exhausting. Maybe that's because I was doing online school too, but I felt liberated. I felt excited to take on the day. And I would go for a walk. I live near a park near my home, and I would go for a run like in the early morning and just ground myself with nature, get in touch with the world around me. And that's one of the best things I could have ever done during that time for myself. And then I started my 8th grade year. That was a chance for me to take these lessons that I've learned and apply them into a day-to-day routine. Slowly and slowly, we started going back to in-person school. Masks were coming off. I think I was even vaccinated fully by then. So it was time for me to put these lessons to a test and really ask myself, will I rise to the occasion or will I fall and crumble? And I'm gonna be honest, it wasn't perfect. That moment in my life, I had another big realization, and that was that there are trials and tribulations in your self-development journey. There are webs and flows. And if you don't learn that quickly, you are going to be continuously fighting for perfection, and you're going to have to learn that that's not possible. Owning the chaos in my life was what kept me at peace is what really kept me content with where I was. I spent so much time being so go and on the ball, but that I felt good in the moment, but I didn't realize that I was gonna be burnt out. And chaos slowly started to like creep its way in the sense that habits weren't being fully followed. I was going to bed later and getting up later. My room would get messy, things wouldn't be in place, be organized. I stopped prioritizing my own physical wellness. So things started to not be intact, and I couldn't just break down over it. I feel like a big thing I learned was you have to embrace it, come to terms with it, sit down and game plan. Okay, how can we adjust this routine to better fit my life? You don't always have to wake up at 5 a.m. to be considered productive. You can wake up at 6:30, get 8 hours of sleep, take on the day, be productive, happy, fulfilled. There's ways around it, and I feel like adjusting your routine to a certain place in your life, to a certain scenario, was a big game changer for me personally. I want to say from spring up until like the fall of when I started high school, I was not posting on YouTube. I really took a step back from social media, and I felt like I was losing the love in what I was doing. I did not feel that passion for creating anymore, and I was not feeling inspired. And I find that when I get too into it, I have to take a step back and I really embrace solitude and my own being and not get so warped up on my phone and really put the phone down, look around me. I took a step back and I was losing creative inspiration, but slowly and slowly I started picking that back up. And although I wasn't posting on YouTube, I found a love for Instagram Reels and TikTok. I really took those social medias in a different direction and I started prioritizing short form video content that was inspiring, motivational, had a message, helped someone. And it was short form, it was aesthetic, it was like a fragmented video montage that was fun, easy to watch, and it wasn't too hard. And I found by doing that, I got inspired again, ideas were flowing, and I fell back in love with what I enjoy doing. Learning to love the process and staying committed to the process has kept me in such a happy place. Now I'm at a place where just sitting here and reflecting on that, I've come to terms with the past, where I'm at now, and I'm excited for the future. And although I may not know exactly what's gonna come in this personal development journey, I'm not opposed to anything. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm evolving, and I will continue to work towards reaching my fullest potential, doing what I love, and using the power of social media to inspire other teenagers my age and make them feel good about themselves, feel empowered, loved, inspired to get out there and chase what they want to do. I honestly think that's a wrap. I don't want to ramble on. Oh my God, I keep making such short episodes. I don't know how people talk for long. Thank you all so much for listening to the Time to Grind podcast. Make sure to give it a rating. If you're listening on Spotify, scroll up. You will see the podcast profile. There should be at the bottom left a little symbol with a star and the numbered and the numerical rating. Click on that. You can give it your own rating. I would honestly prefer 5 stars if you don't mind, because it alerts Spotify that, hey, this is a good podcast and we should push it out to more people, because the reviews are currently sitting at a 3.9 and that's out of 25 reviews. So Yeah, not the best, but you know what? I'm grateful for any feedback that I may get. As always, I love you all so much. If you want to keep up with me on social media, my YouTube and all my other social medias will be linked in the show notes of the episode. As always, I love you all to the moon and back. Thank you so much for listening to the Time to Grind podcast, and I hope you all have a great day, a great week, and a great life. And always remember, the time may be maxed, but the grind is always on. It's your time to grind. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.